at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm visiting with the chairman of the Beef Board, Weldon Wynn. Weldon, great to see you here. Just first of all, tell us what you think so far. We're partway through the summer conference.
Oh, we're having a good convention. The folks are nice. We're all getting along. That's the main thing. Our committees are meeting. People are friendly in the hall. It's real good to come and share ideas at the summer conference.
Well, we've got a different format here, which condenses it, so to speak. Seems to me like it really packs it in there, and it's just fast-paced. But we're trying to do that for reasons of efficiency.
Yes, sir, we are. We're going to try this. Our staffs are both on with our contractors and with CBB. They've worked this out, and we're trying to get through it, and we think it's working.
Well, at this conference, what are some of the key things that you're trying to accomplish, the Beef Board tries to accomplish?
At this particular conference, what we're trying to accomplish is that we come together, and we talk to our people from all over the countryside. As you realize, CBB does not represent one state. We represent all of them, and there's about 730,000 producers out there that we do represent. So we go home, or we try to come here and talk about the issues that's facing us, give them a chance to speak their minds, and we try our hardest to work through some of these things with our committee structure that we've got in place. And from there, then it comes back. Everything comes back down to the meeting with the OC, and then we come back into winter convention.
I understand that before leaving here, one of the orders of business is to approve next year's budget.
Yes, sir, it is, and that's going to take place tomorrow. We're going to have to go into that meeting, and we'll get it approved. They've got it all put together. The budget committee has met. The audit committee has met. Every committee is meeting, and in fact, we're having good committee meetings here. Wish some more folks could have come.
I've seen several standing room only, even out into the hallway.
Yes, sir. Folks are interested in what we're doing. We had the committee structure change, if you remember, and that's went over well, in my opinion. And it's only my opinion, but from watching people, talking to people in the halls, yesterday afternoon I was in a committee meeting, and you're right. We had to bring in chairs twice, and then folks were still standing in the hall, and maybe they'll get a bigger room for next year.
Well, looking ahead, talking about next year, just your thoughts on maybe the challenges or the opportunities for the Beef Board to make good use of that investment dollars on the behalf of the people paying the check?
You know that we're down in funds. The funds are going to probably be lower next year. And we've got to come out of this some way or another. But we're doing more with less than we've ever done before within this industry. And we're gaining still big grounds. Now, a lot of folks say, well, and y'all can put that together and you're making it run now. Why do anything? Well, if you're not going forward, you're going backwards. And I believe in going forward in anything that I do. So that's the reason why that we've cut staff. We've done everything that's possible to hold this thing together. But somewhere down the line, the industry groups have got to get together and see to it that we as cattlemen, and I'm using that for all of us, work together and see to it that we go forward. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, it is just, as always, an exciting time to be involved in this industry and particularly in the work of the Beef Checkoff. So, Weldon, we'll look forward to seeing the committees do their work today and conclude with a board meeting tomorrow. Here from Denver at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.